Ich stimme deinem Hufim grab. Fuck, I probably butchered that so damn bad. I don't know German all that well. Fuck. I'm sorry. And here, this is if you want to know the German to English translation. I'm standing with one hoof in my grave. Sansa for solo cello in F minor. Octavia's chest rose and fell as she took deep breaths. Not for any nervousness, it was just to simply let go of any excess tension and make sure that her body was in tune, like her strings. She gave herself a final examination in the mirror. Her makeup was perfect, as was her mane. And her dress was a really beautiful thing. It was a dark dusky purple that even her greycoat shone against. Vinyl whistled.
Looking good.
She nodded. She wished that Vinyl would word her assessment of her beauty in a more sophisticated way, but Vinyl was a prickly sort of friend. One whose companionship she was glad for, but which she was never quite comfortable with. Oh, she had been cruel to that mare. Vinyl wanted her. She tried to write those affections off as lust, but no matter how much muck she imagined the mare to be covered in, a sliver of love always shone through. Worse still, she was too much of a coward to rebuke her directly. At least she had so far resisted the temptation to accept the mare's offerings. So she was beautiful. That was good. But this beauty was only an accent. She was vain enough to enjoy it, but it wasn't really about her appearance. It was simply necessary that she be beautiful to make beautiful music. A beautiful thing is beautiful in all its parts. Octavia stood up without a word when the clock marked the time for her to go out. Then Vinyl offered some friendly words of encouragement. She went onto the stage and took her seat in the spotlight, and Octavia sang. The sound was from the strings of her cello rather than her vocal cords, but between the two, it was her true voice. It was the sound of her soul. Somewhere in the distance, there was a concert house full of enraptured ponies. Their applause would come like thunder at the end, but this music was the lightning. Her bow rose and fell as steadily as the breaths in her chest. To Octavia, to play music was to be alive. She was an artist, and to be a true artist, it was not enough merely to make art. One had to live it. One had to make themselves one with the art. Too few ponies, she saw, considered what happened then when the song ended. She loved the piece that she was playing, it was a brilliant one. On the surface, it seemed sorrowful. It was in F minor, a gloomy key if there ever was one, and a cursory reading of the score did nothing to contradict that. Yet properly played, it was quite the opposite. It defied its apparent nature to celebrate life instead. The finer details were lost on most of the audience, as they always were, but it was reliably inspiring. When she was a filly, her parents had a notion that she was going to be a mathematician or an engineer or something silly like that. Those plans had not lasted long once she showed her aptitude for music, but he had insisted on her taking some lessons in those subjects nonetheless. Ponies claimed that there was a kind of mathematics in music. She thought of those lessons mostly to scoff at the mathematician's crude description of her instrument as vibrating strings and frequencies. She had no use for inert symbols on dead paper, and even music was nothing until it was played. But there was always one thing that had stayed with her, the principle of the parabola. That what went up must come down, inevitably come down, always come down. It lurked in music too. No matter what excursions it made, every song returned eventually to where it began, else it wasn't a song. This was Octavia's most perfect masterpiece. Not one note was out of place, not one beat a thousandth too long, and she could hear how it resonated in the hearts of all of her listeners as strongly as it did in hers. It was her peak, and after her peak, the law of the parabola said that there was only falling. The cruelest thing was that all this had been laid out before her in advance. For years she had known that this day would come, if not exactly when. But the sense of cresting was unmistakable. She had climbed all of her life, honed herself. She had practiced and played until her cello strings had worn grooves into her shoes. But if she achieved perfection, what more was there to do? Every song had a proper place to end. To continue past it would make it a lesser song. Her heartbeat was faster, but her hooves kept the same steady pace. She knew the music all too well to slip, but a deliberate flaw remained, an unthinkable act of violence. If she maimed one work of art to save another, what has she gained but an even guiltier conscience? It was harder than one would think to make a mistake. Octavia spent days and weeks practicing, driving herself towards perfection. Music was a divine thing that demanded the utmost from a pony. Committing the music to memory is not only an exercise of the mind, but the whole body remembers it, and the spirit. Wooden strings and bone and flesh all vibrated as one. Octavia had traced the path down the other side many times, and she knew what her destiny was. She was determined to use it to make it part of her art. She would not resist the fall. She would jump. She could hang herself with a cello string. There would be a unity there, the expression of life in closing its end. but those strings were thin enough that they were liable to cut her neck and make a bloody mess that she did not want. And in her more fantastical moment, she imagined that the strings of her cello were already so deeply braided that with the threat of her life that they, recognizing one of their own, would do her no harm. She thought often of throwing herself off the mountain like a despairing lover. A quiet plunge into the night. It would be night, of course. There was something improper about killing oneself during the day. She had been to the city's edge on nights like this one, rehearsing. Though she was a musician, she could appreciate the spatial aspect of it. But behind her in life was the city. Canterlot was a work of art in itself, and had inspired 1,000 more. Ahead of her was a world flooded in darkness, an emptiness that swallowed all creation. In a word, death. Behind and ahead, accorded with past and future. Her hooves moved as if mechanically, oblivious to the rising fear in her soul. The music was joyous, triumphant, and in defiance of its key, death called her in its strains. As she bowed the final chords, a dissonance jarred her heart. Not from the wrong note, but a right one. She played as she had practiced, to bring out the joy in music, but the soul that played it now was darkened and twisted with despair. She was disgusted with her own lack of resolve. In short, she had no business playing this piece. The audience erupted in cheers and applause, but that had never been the reason Octavia played. It was that space of time when their heart beat with hers and she shared herself with them. The noise intensified, as did her failure. They had only heard a pretty noise, but not her soul. She walked back to her dressing room in silence. She put her cello, who had done nothing wrong, back into its case. There was no chance to stare into the mirror and brood on her failure she would have liked. Vinyl burst in, singing her praises.
Nice job, Tavi. That was great. Of course.
Octavia muttered.
But was it perfect?
Vinyl shrugged.
I don't know. I didn't hear anything I changed, but eh. I know your standards are a lot higher than mine.
So, no, in other words. After that, she resigned herself to live another day. This is a very interesting take on how musical artists, or digital artists, or what may have you, can feel about themselves and their work. It could be a great time for some, but also could very much be a torturous road for others. And when it comes to the extremes of self-harm or suicide, I can believe that some people may feel that way because of how well they perform. Some people may feel like there's nothing ahead of them because they've already achieved perfection. Of course, please never ever consider harming yourself or committing suicide if you feel this way or for any other reason. Your life is important no matter what, and we all care for you. Whether that be family, friends, you name it. But aside from that, this story is solid, and in a way, it's actually a learning experience. Now, how about we head to our well-educated donators? Top donators Peter Coulthard, Jayton Man, Darkside, Gauntlet, and only one thing. Zar630, Strix, Raiden, Narwhals, Black Moonheart, Drake Love Dragon, Pastel Skies, Magazine, CrazyKiller557, Dospo, Madman Stan, Delta Omega, Jack Hedge, RuneScythe9852, Hunter Norman, Stephen Bingham, TacoCat598, Dash of Evergreen, Ryan Dragonwolf, Ponyman, Tal Rasha, The Toilet Snake, Sword Brother and Mordred, Ronan Wandering, Random Person Man Guy, Easy, Skyochia, Leslie Perkett, Jordan Peterson, Crimson Kitten 9, Lightskin, Monster Kitty, Needs a Life, Moan Bihanek, and many more gorgeous people. Thank you all so much for watching this video, and live life to the fullest.